was exactly 69 years ago, last night, today, on November 9th and November 10th, 1938, where the terrifying evening, now known as Pogromnacht, Kristallnacht, Crystal Night, or Night of the Broken Glass, a pogrom throughout Germany and parts of Austria. Homes were ransacked, along with 8,000 Jewish shops. Jews were beaten to death on that evening, with over 30,000 Jews being taken to concentration camps, along with 1,668 synagogues that were ransacked and 267 of them set ablaze, set on fire. That was 69 years ago. And the year 2007 that we're currently in, we must ask ourselves, in which way can we perpetuate the memory of those lives that were destroyed on Kristallnacht so long ago? And I believe the answer to this question can be found in this week's Parsha. When we think of the most underrated of our Avos, Abraham, Yitzchak, or Yaakov, the answer most certainly is Yitzchak. And if we look at the Torah, we know this to be the case. Abraham, who we began in Parshat Lech Lecha, where he left the house, the home, where he was born, where he lived, where he underwent Asar Nisyonos, 10 trials and tribulations, continuing in Parshat Vayera and Chayesar, packed with the whole life story of Abraham Avinu, where he encounters angels in numerous conversations with Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, his grandson as well, beginning with our Parsha, continuing with his 14 years of work in the house of Lavan to marry Leah and Rachel. His wrestling with angels, encountering with his brother Esav, losing his son Yosef, ultimately himself, standing before the king Paro in Mitzrayim. There is so much that is discussed when it comes to Avraham as well as to Yaakov. But Yitzchak Avinu, Yitzchak is an afterthought at best. Now, certainly, the fact that the Torah does not mention so much about Yitzchak's life should in no way lead you to the conclusion that Yitzchak was any less of a person than his father or that of his son. But certainly, there is so very little discussion about him. And because there's such little discussion, it's so important that when there is an episode that is brought, it must have tremendous insight and impact as to who this person really was. And most interestingly, in Parsha Toldot, where most discuss the relationship of the twins of Yaakov and Esav, or the stealing of the Bechorah, the birthright, or perhaps the lentil soup, maybe the least discussed episode of our Parsha, I believe, will provide the greatest form of insight into the greatness of Yitzchak Avinu. The episode of the wells. Yitzchak digs up some wells in our Parsha. Asks the Ramban, Yisaper Kasub V'yarech Me'inyin Haberos, that the Torah goes in great length discussing this story about these wells, these Be'eros. Continues the Ramban, V'ein Bipshute Asipur To'eles V'lo Kavod Gadol Yitzchak, that this episode seemingly has no benefit whatsoever to the reader to provide better insight into the life of Yitzchak. And certainly it is not of tremendous honor and glory the fact that he knew how to dig some holes in the ground. And therefore, according to the Ramban, he begs us to understand the significance of this story as to why the only time the Torah goes out of its way to tell us any story is about him digging a hole in the ground. And I believe the answer of what's going on over here is this really does show the greatness of Yitzchak. And the greatness of Yitzchak is more than the fact that he can dig a few holes into the ground. Rather, the Torah tells us, "V'chol ha'be'eros asher chafru avde aviv b'yemei Abraham aviv, sitmum polishtim v'yemalim afar." That all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines stopped them and filled them up with earth. And it's interesting that the Torah needs to tell us that it is Abraham Aviv, Abraham his father. Don't we know that Yitzhak's father's name was Abraham Avinu? Did we just wake up in the middle of Parshas Toldos to realize this relationship? A relationship where Abraham and Yitzhak, just in last week's Parsha, were willing to give up his own life and the life of his son. Why is it necessary to say Abraham, Abraham Aviv? But the Torah continues and says that V'yashav Yitzchak, the Yitzchak came back. V'yachpor as beros hamayim asher chafru b'yemei Abraham Aviv. V'yisatmu m'polishtim achrimos Abraham. V'yikru lehem shemos k'shemos asher kar lehem Aviv. That Yitzchak dug anew the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. And the plishtim had stopped up after Abraham's death. And he called them by the same names that his father had called them. You see, these wells represent the efforts of Abraham. That Abraham was, unfortunately, after he died, his memory was destroyed, ignored by the plishtim, who covered them up with dirt, with afar, with earth, as though it never existed. And therefore, Yitzchak did more than just dig wells. What he did was he reinstated, he reconnected, and reconstructed that of the past. Not only that, but the Torah tells us that when he built, he did not dedicate it with a huge plaque in his name that said, Yitzchak Avinu built this. No. Instead, he used the exact same names as his father did. This is the reason why Yitzchak is seldom mentioned. For his whole life was simply to model that of his father. He acted similar to that of a shadow. And this is why it says that it was Abraham Aviv, because he did everything and acted 100% just like his father. And our Parsha is called Parshas Toldos, a Parsha which discusses offspring. That this was a boy that was 100% connected and just like his father Abraham. So much so that Rashi tells us, why does it need to tell us that Abraham holiness Yitzchak, that Abraham was the father of Yitzchak, was because people talked and people said maybe Yitzchak did not come and his father is not Abraham. Maybe instead he is the son of a king, of Avimelech. And therefore Hashem did something amazing. Hashem created cluster panav shel Yitzchak domel Abraham. That they looked like identical twins. They did not look like a father and a son, but they looked like they were the exact same person. You would do a double and a triple take, you would not know the difference. But I believe the Torah is telling us, and Rashi is saying, more than that they looked the same. But Yitzchak was 100% exactly like his father Abraham. And therefore, why would it be necessary for the Torah to go through all the different stories and discussions of how Yitzchak lived his life? All we need to know is that he acted and was exactly like Abraham. And when we therefore study the story and the life of Abraham, we also thereafter can understand that Yitzchak was exactly the same. And this is the reason why the name of our parsha is called Parshas Toldos, a parsha of offspring. For what greater form of flattery is there but imitation? When your child values, when the next generation understands the importance of what the previous generation realized and knew 100% were important, that's Toldos. And I believe these are the next words that the Ramban is telling us. V'hu v'aviv asu osam bashav. That they, Avraham and Yitzchak, they both equally, bashav, embraced the exact same values, the same tradition, the same vision, and the same goals, father and son. Toldos is about continuing the legacy of the previous generation. To not allow our enemies to close up the efforts of our fathers. The Ramban further explains that these actual wells represented buildings, structures. That when they closed up these wells, it corresponded to the closing, the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And then the second Beis HaMikdash. And one could say, it's destroyed, it's gone, it's burned to the ground. Why should I make the efforts of that which my previous generation did and rebuild? Yitzchak understood that importance. And although it was destroyed, he built and built and built again, corresponding to the first, the second, and God willing, the third Beit HaMikdash. That when our enemies close up our buildings and burn them to the ground and fill them with afar earth and dirt as though they did not exist, what will the new generation do? Will we allow it to be that way, as though that the efforts and the energy that was put forth from our forefathers were worthless? Or will we rebuild? And the answer is, we will rebuild. And this is what happened 69 years later. It was on September 1st of this year, 2007, that something amazing happened. Germany's biggest synagogue, a century-old landmark that was torched by the Nazis and left to deteriorate in communist East Berlin, opened its doors once again. A synagogue that 69 years ago was narrowly avoided being destroyed at Kristallnacht, much like Abraham's wells, once again were reopened in a most glorious fashion. Said the officiating rabbi, Rabbi Chaim Rozwadzki, as we remember the past, we must not forget those who were killed in concentration camps, who died in hunger, who was shot. Just like Yitzchak, we are the Toldos. And therefore, we must ask ourselves the question, will we allow, just like those wells, the memories, the destruction of Kristallnacht, to remain closed via Malum Afar, and filled up with dirt? Or will we restore those wells? Will we restore those memories of the past? Will we keep those memories closed, hidden for the next generation? Ultimately, if that is what will happen, no one will ever even realize that there were wells there to begin with. Instead, we must learn. We must learn from Yitzchak Avinu to emulate and embrace the actions of our forefathers and never, never to allow their memories to be forgotten. Good Shabbos.